love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still in his rather long quest to reconcile his family. First, a little distraction. I have really become weird, obviously, because I try to look at the world through other people's eyes, and in order to be able to communicate with them. Sometimes I can do this face to face with people, like listening to like Mike Day is fascinating because there's so much different in him. Another way to do it is I watch things from people what I would not share perspective, and particularly the one I find very informative is Al Jazeera, the TV station out of Qatar, out of Doha, Qatar, which it's really fascinating. Because they have a lot of money behind this, and especially when they had the difficulty in the GCC, the Gulf Coast Cooperative, whatever it is, where especially Saudi Arabia says we're mad at you, and we want you to we're gonna dig a trench between our country and yours in order to flood it with water so people can't go back and forth because there's a lot of camels that go back and forth, we want you to shut down Al Jazeera. And they didn't, but anyway, it's fascinating. There was one guy on that I don't remember his name, but he is articulate. He makes very good cases on things, and boy, is he biased. I really enjoy listening to somebody, or even better, interacting with somebody who I completely disagree with, but can articulate the position. I find that wonderful. Of course, it works best when both parties are willing to listen to each other. But there was a video done by a woman who is a Palestinian living in the country of Israel. She lives on the West Bank, I think. I don't think she lives in the Gaza Strip. I think she lives in the West Bank. And she is a reporter for Al Jazeera. And she did a little five-minute piece or so forth. That was fascinating because it gave some wonderful insight. But there was a line that she said that really caught my attention. She said, most people we meet would tell you that they fear that they're losing their most important asset, hope. You know, because obviously, you know, and one of the things they showed in the video, because it's a common occurrence, one of the things that the Israeli government does is they'll go to people, Palestinians, and say, we want your property for whatever reason, and we're going to decide that the house that you have is illegal, and we're going to bring some equipment there and tear it down. They do this constantly. They go to people who've been living in places for years, and they say, we want your place, and move, and we're going to come in and destroy your homes. You know, it's ironic. It's kind of like institutional church destroying families, but that's another issue. But anyway, I found that extremely fascinating. But then there's the aspect of hope. Clearly, 8.5 years ago, I lost hope. But my hope was gone for 7 weeks. And then because of the challenge from Scripture by James Graveling, one night I confessed I was wrong after he challenged me. And the next day, It was remarkable, the change. I haven't been back there since. That night was the night that my car went up in flames. And you know, the timing of it and the way the Lord showed His grace to me is just absolutely magnificent. It was a significant reminder. It's not that we find the Lord. It's the Lord grabs us. And when He grabs us, He holds us. The evidence I can see in my life is so clear of that. But before this gets to be 25 minutes, I don't know whether the DVDs arrive today or they'll arrive tomorrow. And my assumption is one of two things will happen. Well, I mean, obviously one of two things will happen. One is they will arrive, they'll be quickly discarded some way and completely ignored or whatever. The other is you might sit down and watch one, either my family or Jim Cross. It would be a joy if Jim and Madge Cross would sit down and watch the Marriage Defined video. I think that would be an encouragement. Because, you know, that one's, like I say, it's very public. It's been seen, you know, the 500 sometimes. And it doesn't say anything specific about our circumstances. It just does celebrate our family and has some great pictures. But then I wonder what's going to happen. Does George get the tie this time? Will he just get the tie? Or will he get the tie and the discs? Will the birthday cards be passed out? What will they be thought about? Will the question be, who is this from? Especially from Zadok. Walther should remember. Zadok might say, I don't know what this is. All of them came from Dadmark Cards, which is, you know, highly, highly respected organization. People just rallied around them so much because they have, you know, great artists, remarkable penmanship, and anyway, that's silliness. Other thing would be, especially if George and others watched the video about George's birthday. That one will be intense. It will be. But again, I've already stated, I'm striving for reconciliation. I hope that somebody will reach back. And as I stated, there are several things already in place to go the next step. And I do hope that one of those steps is dialogue leading to face-to-face conversations. That's my hope and prayer. With the ultimate goal is I'm in love with my wife and I want her back. Dorothy Jane, my lady, you have my heart. I love you.